Rich, maybe we do like more of an open type thing that he said we didn't need two sermons on Sunday, so I didn't realize I was shaking my head at you, preachers. But it was a compliment, so. Anyway, so let's just. No, go ahead. Let them go and enjoy it, have fun.
That's not me, it's we got the door.
She looks just like you, you know, so. Y'all be good for Miss Kathy, okay? So I was trying to think of maybe what we could do for 20 minutes or so. Is there anything that someone you feel on your heart or something that you want to talk about? I mean, I don't want to, this to be like a pity party or anything like that. Maybe just encouraging one another. What happened to you during the week and then this happened and you saw that God works in your life? Whatever it is, let's just kind of open the floor and get it started. And a time for encouragement, a time for keeping our eyes on Jesus, though, or maybe you have questions about something and someone else can help you. I think that's kind of how the pastor wants it to go. If he doesn't, he can certainly say whatever he wants to, too. So let's just open the floor. Did anybody this week have something going on? It started out a certain way, and then God intervened and made it different for you, and that you could see. I'm trying to think. I know God was with me all week because I was a terror. But I did do something that God told me to do, and it was wonderful. I don't want people to think I'm bragging, though. We went to the gas station one day, and I was doing my truck, and it was hot, and I wanted to leave, and so I put the gas thing up, and soon as I did that, God said, I want you to do something. Okay. He's probably not real thrilled with me at times. And there was a gentleman walking out, and he goes, I want you to go tell him he's got a new job. And I went, no, I don't think so. I went, what if I'm wrong, you know? And I said, okay, God, is this really you? He said, get over there now. I mean, I felt just that. And so Kim was going, where is she going? So I'm starting to walk over there and went, hey, how you doing? I went, well, I'm doing good. I said, have you been praying for a new job? And he looked at me weird and goes, yes, ma'am, I have one, but it's just not what I want. Well, a new job is coming your way. And he just smiled. He goes, I'm on my way to the job fair right now to get another job. And goosebumps came all over me, and I felt so good that I could hear God. And that's what I like. I want to know that God still communicates with me, even though I get angry at times. But he was so happy. You know, he was just big. Are you serious? It just made me feel so good, though. That whole day I just had a different opinion and attitude all day long. It felt really, really good. So I think we need to be more in tune to the Holy Spirit every day so we can be his servant. Because there's going to be times God's going to lay on your heart. So that was not only just a prompt from God. It was almost like a word of knowledge that gentleman at that time needed that. So we need to experience all the gifts that God has for us. I know we've been together at times with some people, and you've been there too. You feel in your heart, okay, there's something that person needs right now, something's going on. And that's words of knowledge God's given you because it's completely out of the box thing. There's no way you could know what was going on in that person's life unless the Holy Spirit told you. So we need to start experiencing these things. You've got to be open. Yes, we all know that we need to give, we need a time with our Bible, we need to do things for people, but we need to listen to the Holy Spirit every day. Let's don't miss opportunities to be God's servants, because God definitely does not need us. He loves us, but we need to be his servants in every area. So has anybody had that feeling that you know something about somebody that there's no way you could know? Well, I'm challenging each and every one of y'all this week that in your prayer time, you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that to you. I know there's been times, this is like words of wisdom. Like someone will say something and they go, I've got this problem and this and that. And all of a sudden you, this is what you need to do. That's words of wisdom. Always pray first, though, before you kill that person. So we need to be having these gifts and using them. Because it's so fulfilling when we do God's work, okay? There's nothing more special than doing God's work. So, does anybody have anything to say? Maybe you have questions. Maybe you want to know if we speak in tongues. Maybe you want to know if we're going to speak in tongues here in the church. Maybe you don't believe in speaking tongues. Whatever it is, I don't care. The floor is open. Now, somebody wants to share something or ask a question, but you feel dumb about it. Don't feel dumb. Let's just talk about it. Okay?
Well, just a minute.
That's nice.
did you?
Yeah, everybody would like that, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? You know, I'm glad that you can see the best in people. We should all be that way, but instead we want to judge how somebody looks, talks, walks, what music they like, tattoos, no tattoos, you know, we're constantly judging. And we just need to know that inside there's different. We've all done bad things.
Yeah.
And some less than others, I might add. You know, some people haven't been to prison and stuff like that, but everybody deserves a second chance. So I was real amazed, you know, Ronnie, David's friend, that he had passed away, and we actually had his memorial. Hey, David. We had his memorial on Ronnie's birthday, and his daughter, Ronnie was so against blacks. Mm-hmm. That was just the way he was brought up. He just, you know, no. Well, his daughter ended up being with a black man and had a black baby. So God showed him, hey, Mr. Prejudice, you know. And Ron learned a lot those last few years before he had, how God took him home. He got right with the Lord. His daughter, however, has been in prison for how many years? Long time. Alicia, but she wrote me and Kimmy a card about David on there, what David meant to her and how he encouraged her and how, and I'm just amazed, you know, and she gets out in January. When I saw her at Walmart, when Kimmy and I was there, she said she wanted to get saved, so, you know, we went through the prayer and everything. I don't know that she ever really did. You know, it may have just been one of those times, I mean, that's between her and God, but she sounded really good. I was amazed that she even wrote us a letter. So, I mean, we have to allow people to look how they want to look, quit judging everybody, just try to find the good in people. And, but there's other times, too, that God will give you a sense that you need to get out of a certain place or don't get around a certain person. It has come up. Where, you know, you're at a place, you think, oh, I'm getting this real bad feeling, you know. You always have to ask the Holy Spirit. That's all you have to do. God has given us all that stuff, and we need to use it. Amen? Well, I think I like this talk today, so I'm going to challenge each and every person this week, ask God to show you somebody that you can actually go up and tell them something that God wants you to tell them. And let's start exercising our Holy Spirit faith. Dear Father God, we love you so much. And we thank you that you give us these things in our lives that we can use to your benefit, Father. Everything we go through is to glorify your name. Lord, I pray that we can put money aside, things at home aside, material things. Father, if we can just focus on you, then our lives will be so much better. I love you, Father. I love you with all my heart. And I just ask blessings on each and every person that's here today. Give them the strength and the motivation to do what it is that you want them to do in their lives. We love you, and please help every give up on us, God. In Jesus' holy name, amen.